New York State and local officials are co-sponsoring a forum Thursday evening on harmful algae blooms in the Wallkill River. The event is aimed at heightening public awareness about a growing problem that spans the river in two counties. From August through October this year, the Wallkill River turned bright green, as if someone poured paint on the surface. That's because of a confirmed harmful algae bloom. While it shifted in extent, the bloom affected the river for 60 days, according to environmental group Riverkeeper, with persistent or recurrent impacts documented along a 30-mile stretch of the Wallkill and a part of the Rondout Creek. It affected 10 municipalities and many public access points in Orange and Ulster counties. Dan Shapley is Water Quality Program Director for Riverkeeper, which is a co-sponsor of the forum at the State University of New York at New Paltz.
So algae is a natural part of any river, any lake. It's the base of the ecosystem. But it's not natural to have happen what we saw in the Wallkill this summer and fall, which is up to 30 miles of the river for 2 months. Really affected by this harmful algal bloom, which is has produced toxins that it can kill dogs, it can threaten drinking water supplies, it's a serious issue, and it's a widespread issue we're seeing around the state and the country. But no river in New York State has been affected the way the Wallkill has been affected.
He says toxins produced by this algae have been documented on several occasions at levels many times above thresholds for safe recreation. A State Department of Health spokeswoman says the department investigated the Wallkill River algal bloom when it was first reported and found that there are no public water systems in the area of the bloom that are using the river as a water source. DOH continues to work with local health departments in Orange and Ulster counties to monitor the public water systems for any changes that occur that would require remediation and notification to the public. Jason West is director of the Wallkill River Watershed Alliance and will speak at the forum.
A large part of the economy in this area is ecotourism. So when you have literally a poisoned river running through these beautiful landscapes, it hurts the economy. It hurts, you know, businesses who rent kayaks. It hurts the recreation, you know, people's enjoyment of the river, just getting out on a Saturday and paddling around. And it's something that is possibly avoidable. And there are things we can do to lessen the chances of these algae blooms happening.
The former New Paltz mayor says three factors contribute to harmful algal blooms. One is slow or stagnant water, which over the summer was caused by a drought. And rivers usually flow, which is why algal blooms are unusual for rivers. A second factor is temperature, and a third is nutrients seeping into the river from sources like farm fertilizer or leaking septic tanks. West says something can be done with regard to nutrients.
And for most people, you know, you hear nutrients and you think that's a good thing. You know, vitamins and, you know, nutrients are good for you. But what we're talking about is nitrogen and phosphorus overloading these ecosystems and really causing some damage.
Dr. Rebecca Gorney is program coordinator of the State Department of Environmental Conservation's Harmful Algal Blooms Program.
Water bodies that do have blooms do tend to have them again and again. So it is possible that we could see this again next year in the Wallkill and other rivers in New York.
Gorney, who also will speak at the forum, says the harmful algal blooms reported in rivers in the state over the summer are somewhat new and of concern. Plus, she says there were blooms in more than 170 water bodies in 2016, more than 70 of which were new incidences. There have been blooms in 288 water bodies since DEC began such tracking in 2012.
On Friday, we'll be posting on our website a 5-year summary of blooms in water bodies throughout the state.
DEC's website has a photo gallery of harmful blooms and other information. Riverkeeper Shapley says an aim of the forum is prevention.
We don't want to see this happen again. We saw a harmful algal bloom last year around the same time, but it lasted only a couple days. This one lasted 2 months. What's next year and the next year and the next year? So we want to reduce the conditions, reduce the inputs of these excess nutrients, which are the pollutant in this case, so that we don't have harmful algal blooms in the future.
Again, Gorney.
Harmful algal blooms usually form a bright green appearance. They can either be a scum on the surface of the water or bright green chunks, like pea size, as you mentioned, floating in the water. Or when they're very dense, they can be completely mixed into the water where the water looks almost like pea soup or even like spilled paint, a bright green spilled paint. And they also can appear slightly different colors as well, sometimes that bright green, sometimes more of a blue-green or whitish or brownish. They have a wide range of appearances.
The Benjamin Center at SUNY New Paltz also is a co-sponsor of the forum entitled, Why Did the River Turn Green? Harmful Algal Blooms in the Wallkill River. The forum runs from 6:30 to 8:30 Thursday evening in the Humanities Building at SUNY New Paltz. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.